Flyer says it's the largest transit bus and motor coach manufacturer and parts distributor in North America. Reese Preston is a startup specialist from Lancaster who's been commuting to Jamestown since being hired in October as the plant's general manager. He says New Flyer took over about half or 40,000 square feet of the former Quality Market.
It doesn't look like a supermarket at all. I think the only thing that's left over from the supermarket is the floor. And we're actually having that completely replaced. We have four loading docks in the back of our, shipping and receiving docks in the back of our facility. And the facility is basically divided into four segments then, one for TCB, one for bench mechanical, one for powertrain, and one for bench electric.
Locally, the NFTA has purchased Metro buses from New Flyer, but Preston says the new facility came about because of a new transit contract with New York City. Following the federal government's lead, New York State recently enacted Buy American rules that require 20% to 30% of transit buses be made in New York to qualify for state transit funding. Preston says about 27% of the New Flyer buses bound for New York City will be made in Jamestown, then sent to St. Cloud, Minnesota for assembly before their final destination. The plant currently employs 42 people, and Preston says their wages are in the top 10% for the area.
We are not at our max. We are at our initial budgeted employment. But with that being said, I'm probably going to be requesting additional employees. I can't tell you how many. I haven't quite got that far yet. We're still up in our ramp-up phase. Essentially, when we get all up to speed and running, we'll be manufacturing approximately 10 bus sets a week.
The overall project is said to cost more than $2 million, with a $500,000 kicked in from Jamestown through the Startup New York program. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.